welcome to another episode of the Extraordinary Moms Podcast. I'm Jessica Dahlquist, your host, and every Tuesday I interview a different mom who shares their motherhood journey and the lessons they've learned along the way. If I've learned anything from interviewing such a wide range of moms, it's that no two extraordinary moms look the same. We all have a story to tell, and we are all mothering in our own way. So let's celebrate that and learn from one another. Thanks for listening, and if you like what you hear, please share the show with a friend. Hey everyone, happy Friday. I hope everyone's had an awesome week. It's been a good one around these parts for our family. My husband drove across the country to join us in California. So we've had a great week relaxing together and enjoying each other and just reconnecting as a family. It's hard to be apart and to have members strewn all over across the country, but being in one spot is much better. Then he'll start his new job in Ventura, California, which is just 3 hours north of where we are right now. And he'll start that on Monday while the boys and I stay in San Diego until we can find a house and join him up there. So we're excited and also just a little like still on that waiting in between period. So I'm anxious to get that over with, but I'm really happy that we can at least all be in the same time zone. That is ideal. So today I wanted to chat with you about a really great book that I read lately. It's called Present Over Perfect. Have you heard of this book? It's by Shauna Nyquist, and I've seen a lot of buzz about it around the online space and social media and whatnot. So perhaps you've read it or heard of it, but I'm going to give you a full glowing endorsement of Present Over Perfect. It just really spoke to my heart, especially where I'm at right now in my life. Whether you are a mom of small children or older children, or you're an empty nester, or whether you don't have kids at all, this Present Over Perfect book is so, it's just so well written. The tagline is, "Leaving behind the frantic for a simple, more soulful way of living." And Shauna basically just talks about how she created this kind of life for herself where she was constantly striving and hustling and achieving and writing more books and speaking more places. And she just kept going for more and more and more. And as opportunities arose, she just said, yes, yes, yes. And she thought for a long time, like that's what she was supposed to be doing. Her goal was to always prove to people that she was the one that was capable of doing everything for everybody. She was the productive one. She was the efficient one. She was the can-do person. And at the end of the day, she felt like, I'm living a life that I don't even love. She was exhausted. She was burned out. By saying yes, yes, yes to so many commitments and people and everything, she was saying no, not explicitly, but she was had to, you know, swap out doing some things for other things. And so by saying yes to speaking engagements and extensive travel and book writing and going, she was also saying no simultaneously to her family and downtime and time to read and time to cook and just time to connect. And so I got it. I got where she was at. Her life was, you know, frantic and busy on a much, what I would call like a larger scale than mine, but we can all fall into that category, no matter what that looks like in our life, whether it's just overscheduling our kids' commitments. And it's like, you're never home. You're never eating dinner together as a family. You're just always, you know, going in opposite directions. And, you know, maybe you and your husband are ships passing in the night as one's attending to one thing and the other person's going the opposite direction. And there's just never that time to rest or reconnect. And if you feel like maybe at the end of the day, you're doing a lot of things, but none of those things are getting you to where you ultimately want to go or who you ultimately want to be, it's time to reevaluate. And that's what really struck me. It got me thinking about my day and how I spend my precious hours. We all only have 24 hours. Shauna has 24 hours. I have 24 hours. You have 24 hours. How are we spending our time? How much are we sleeping? But then how much are we using our waking hours for good, for things that move the needle forward? How many hours are we spending doing productive things that need to be done? How many hours are we just enjoying our life and attending to the things that really demonstrate and cultivate what we really value? You know, I heard a quote one time that says, you spend your time doing what you value. And for some of us, that might be a little bit embarrassing because maybe you're in a season where you're, you know, binge watching a show, or you are, you know, frantically cleaning your house all the time. Maybe you are just playing chauffeur and carpooling and getting your kids into every activity on the face of the planet, and you're kind of overcommitting in that way. Do you really value having your kids involved in everything else outside the home, but never feeling like you have time to connect with them in person? I don't know. It's a really good test to ask yourself, how does your life look? And are you doing the things that you truly value? Because if you aren't, it means that really underneath you're valuing other things that may not be as important. And it doesn't mean that you should feel guilty or shameful or embarrassed about those things. We all have seasons where, you know, certain things take priority. But for the overarching theme of your life, are you doing things that allow you to be present and allow you to live out your values and your priorities? You get to choose. You get to choose. So in Present Over Perfect, that's what she talks about, is giving up that frantic lifestyle for a simpler life. And she said, you know, it's less glamorous, it's less glitzy, I'm doing less, I'm achieving less. She's like, but that is the life I want. So I just wanted to read you a few quotes that really stuck out to me, and then just commentate a little bit. And if you have read Present Over Perfect, I would love for you to comment and tell me what you thought of the book and what really stuck out to you and how you're striving to be more present over perfect. And by perfect, she just means constantly striving to achieve and be kind of a facade of a person that you think people want you to be, and instead be the person that you were truly meant to be. We tend to live in a day and age where we think if we're not going and busy, we're not doing enough. But I love this quote in the book. This is on page 28. She says, "You don't have to damage your body and your soul and the people you love most in order to get done what you think you have to get done." Now, the key word there is think, what you think you have to get done. Society puts expectations on us. Maybe the people around us that we associate with, we might constantly be comparing our lives to other people and feeling like, well, I should be doing this or I should be doing that, right? That's like that episode I put out a couple weeks ago about letting go of those shoulds. Just because you think you should be doing something or you should be living a certain way, that doesn't necessarily make it true. That's just the story you're telling yourself. And Shauna wants to give the readers permission to think, you do not have to damage your body and your soul and the people you love most to get done what you think you have to get done. She was finding that as she was saying yes to all these people, all of her readers, all of her followers, these people that were in positions of power to kind of elevate her career, yes, that's kind of what she was going for and wanting to be a writer and be successful. But ultimately, she wasn't at home with her kids. She wasn't connecting with her husband. She wasn't cooking for her friends. And she says how much she missed those things. She missed sitting out at the lake and just being quiet. She missed those things. What are you missing right now? What do you wish you could snap your fingers? Where do you wish you could be right now? What would you be doing if you could choose anything in the world? Just stop for a second and think about that. What do you miss right now in your life? I guarantee that if you can identify something that you're missing, you can go do it today. Most of those things that we miss are not huge, grandiose things. Sure, we might want to be in Fiji right now, and maybe that's not completely possible. But that being said, it might be that you wish you could just put your feet in the sand, and I bet you can find a lake or a beach or something near you where you can do that. Maybe you want to go on a walk. You miss being in the fresh air. Go for a walk around your neighborhood tonight. Maybe you miss cooking for your family. I dare you to clear your schedule sometime this week and make a home-cooked meal for your family and all sit down together and enjoy it. Maybe you miss reading. Head over to the library or to Costco or Barnes & Noble or hop on Amazon right now and get that book that you've been wanting to read. Get Present Over Perfect. Get Love Warrior by Glennon Doyle Melton. Get one of those books that you've been dying to read and read it. It can just be for 15 minutes. But do the thing that you really miss doing right now. Because even if it's for a small period of time, even if it doesn't cost a dime, do something that you miss today. And you might find that you find a little bit of yourself again. Another quote that really resonated with me was on page 40. She says, "I was so very committed to being known as the strongest of the strong. Oh, the quiet moments alone with God I sacrificed in order to cross a few things off the to-do list I worshiped. Right? Right? I'm a good list maker and I love making lists. I love having a plan for my day and knowing what I have to do and things. But I also love including things on that list that aren't the boring laundry, clean the kitchen floors, pack lunches. Those things are fine to put on a list. But you know what else is fine to put on a list? Read for 15 minutes. Go on a walk. Read with your child. Do those things that really light you up inside and that help you to feel more present. Not that it's just something to cross off your list. And you know what? Maybe put away that list until you do the things that mean a lot to you that day. Maybe the list can wait until after 5 p.m. and, you know, spend that first part of the day just really being present and connecting with your family and connecting with your kids. I don't know. See how you can shift that around, because if your to-do list is more important than the people right in front of you, you're missing something. And I've definitely had those days and weeks and months where I felt like, I don't know, if I feel guilty saying, like, it feels like your kids are kind of in the way and preventing you from doing things that you want to do and be productive and get things done. But that's not the point of motherhood. That's not the point of living. We should be wanting to connect with people and want to enjoy the people around us. And when you're a mom, yes, there are hard times and times where you just want that silence and want to be alone and want to do something for yourself. But, you know, you don't want to waste those moments, you know, focusing on the to-do list more than just enjoying your life. And so don't worship the to-do list. Enjoy and just thrive in the present moment. She also says, when you devote yourself to being known as the most responsible person anyone knows, more and more people call on you to be that highly responsible person. That's how it works. So the armload of things I was carrying became higher and higher, heavier and heavier, more and more precarious. Are you that person? Sometimes I can be that person. Or do you know somebody who that description fits them? Yes, it's good to be reliable. It's good to be loyal. It's good to be counted on. But if you're always the go-to for everybody, and in the end, you're the one that feels depleted, you're not really serving anybody, because chances are you're feeling stressed, you're feeling burdened, you're feeling maybe resentful over time that you are the one carrying such a load. Don't let yourself be bogged down. Find a way to lighten your load. Yes, you can help people. Yes, you can say yes to things that are meaningful to you. But for the things that are not meaningful to you, that don't serve you, and that ultimately aren't going to make a huge impact in somebody else's life either, you know, let it go. Let it go and be able to say no. Every time you say yes to something, you're saying no to something else. So when you're saying yes to the neighbor or yes to the friend or yes to the carpool or yes to the team or yes to whatever, sometimes you're saying no to your family. And when you get real with yourself and realize that you're shortchanging the people in your inner circle, the family, your husband, your kids, the people that really should be mattering most to you, you're shortchanging them by saying yes to perhaps strangers or people that have their own inner circle that they can be, you know, calling upon and things. Yes, we want to be helpful. Yes, we want to be a good friend and neighbor, but we have to put limitations on protecting ourselves. And she says, sometimes being an adult is about protecting and preserving what we discover to be the best parts of ourselves. And here's a hint. They're almost always the part we've struggled against for years. So definitely do the things that you want to be doing. If you really love kids and you don't mind having a house full of kids after school, say yes to the mom that's desperate for childcare after school and could really use you watching her kids, you know, one afternoon a week. Say yes to that if that's, you know, something that you enjoy doing and are fine with. But if you find that that's really dragging you down and it's leaving you feeling like you are less of a great mom because you feel so drained and stressed out by that commitment, that's something that you should probably reevaluate and perhaps say no to. Shauna was saying how she was finding that by saying yes to strangers and other people like that, she was saying no to her family. And she says, I needed to know who should get the best of my energy. You will always disappoint someone. But she decided it isn't going to be my husband and our boys. And sometimes you can't help it. Sometimes you are going to let down your kids because you have a commitment that you have to attend to, or you have something on your list that you have to do. That happens. But if that is the repeat pattern every single day, if you are always shortchanging your husband, you know, in the evening hours when you could be spending one-on-one time with him, but instead you're so wrapped up in the PTA commitments or, you know, church or whatever it is that's really time-consuming and taking up a lot of your time, you know, I don't know. It's time to reevaluate and say, hey, is this really adding to my life or is it taking away something from the most important part of my life? And there's a season for everything. There might be a great season for being PTA president. There might be a great season for being room mom. There might be a great season for, I don't know, you can fill in the blank for yourself. What is it that is really weighing you down right now? But realize, even if you enjoy that thing, it might be better in another season of your life. Because the season you're in right now is temporary. And do the things that fit best for the season that you're currently in. And if it doesn't fit well, you should juggle some things around and see, do I need to say no to some things? Do I need to add in some things? What do I need to do in order to make this season feel better? And so the ultimate takeaway from this book for me is that we are in charge of our life. We may feel like we think we know what we should be doing or what our life should look like, but ultimately you are in charge of determining your own priorities and you're in charge of your own schedule. You are in charge of your family. And just because somebody else might be doing something that looks great, it doesn't mean that that's right for you. And you may think you're on a path going a direction that is the way that you want things to be going. But if it's not feeling good to you, if you're exhausted at the end of the day, and like what Shauna was saying, like she thought she was on a path she wanted to be on. But at the end of the day, when she felt depleted and exhausted and her health was suffering and her relationships were suffering, she knew she had to change. And it was hard for her. It was really hard because she had worked to build herself up to that level. And maybe that's you. Maybe you've worked really hard down a certain road and you thought this is the path I'm supposed to be, you know, trudging down. But if it's feeling more like trudging and less like skipping, is that the path for you? Is it? I don't know. Only you can answer that question. But don't take your guide from anybody else's life. Don't take a note out of anybody else's playbook. This is your life that you get to create. Isn't that exciting? The world is your oyster and you can do as much or as little as you want. But just because you're doing a little, maybe it's little by the world standards, it doesn't mean it's not meaningful. You don't need to have a jam-packed calendar or, you know, endless amounts of extracurriculars. No. All you need to do is do the things that are meaningful to you, and you can have a really full, present, amazing, abundant life. You get to choose. So how are you going to live your life today and this week and this month and this year? In this season, what do you want your life to look like? Are you living that life that you really want? Is that moving you forward in the direction that you ultimately want to go? Or do you need to make some adjustments? I challenge you this week to think hard about what are you missing in your life right now? Or what are you loving in your life right now? Acknowledge those things and do more of those things that really light you up, fill you up, and are, you know, in balance and in harmony with your priorities and your values. Because when you're doing that, you're living presently. It's kind of funny because I would have loved to have Shauna on the podcast. I think she is such a beautiful writer. I love everything that she does, and especially this book that's really spoken to me. But when I reached out to her in an email, I knew what the answer was going to be. This whole book is about saying no to the people that don't really matter. So in the book, she explicitly said, like, I started saying no, and my schedule is less packed, and I'm not doing all the speaking, all the interviews, all the everything. I'm not doing that anymore. So, I mean, I could have, like, predicted, and I could have never asked, but I went ahead and emailed, and I said, I know that you're probably going to say no, but I wanted to tell you that this book really spoke to me. I love this message, and I would love to share this message with my audience. So regardless of whether you want to come on and speak about it or not, I'm going to share this book, Present Over Perfect, with my audience, but I would love to chat with you if you have the time. So what do you think she said? Well, you know, thank you so much. Well, her people, obviously. Thank you so much for reaching out and saying how much you love the book. That means a lot. But as of right now, you know, her commitment is with spending more time with her family, and so she's not taking extra speaking engagements at this time. Right? I mean, I could have predicted that. And I really respect that. And just like she said in the book, like, you might think people will have a hard time with you saying no to them, but ultimately it's not going to rock their world. You probably think that it means way more to them than it actually does. And sure, I would have loved to chat with her, and maybe, you know, that neighbor would have loved to do lunch with you, or maybe they would have loved to have you as room mom, but you saying no is not going to like disrupt the orbit of the earth. It's not. I mean, come on, you're important, you're amazing, but the world will keep spinning and life will go on if you say no. And so I challenge you to say no to the things that aren't truly in line with your values and to say yes to the things that are most important to you, because I know that you will live a much more meaningful life if you do that. So that's my little soapbox today. I hope you pick up this book if this sounds interesting to you. Present Over Perfect by Shauna Nyquist. I'll have a link in the show notes to this book so you can pick it up on Amazon if you want, or you can get it at a bookstore near you. So next week, I have a great interview for you. It's with Brianna Johnson. You might know her from the Life Beats Project podcast. She interviews extraordinary people who are not just extraordinary moms, but extraordinary humans doing amazing things in their lives. We're going to chat about motherhood. She has 5 darling children. She went from being a stay-at-home mom to a full-time working mom once her husband was diagnosed with MS. She's going to talk about that transition and the blessings that have come from that, as well as the real hard things that have come with it. I love her honesty. I love her positivity. She's just an encouragement, and it kind of feels like a therapy session. It felt so good chatting with her, and I know you are going to love getting to know Brianna as well. So I hope everyone has an awesome weekend, and I'll see you on Tuesday for another episode with another extraordinary mom. Have a great day. Bye.